The true stories of the three little pigs, as sold to John Sutton Scott, illustrated by Lane Smith. Everybody knows the story of the three little pigs, or at least they think they do. About to let you in on a little secret. Nobody knows the real story because nobody has ever heard my side of the story. I'm the wolf, Alexander T. Wolf. You can call me out. I don't know how this big bad wolf thing got started, but it's all wrong. Maybe it's because of our diet. Hey, it's not my fault. Wolves eat cute little animals like bunnies and sheep and pigs. That's the way we are. If cheeseburgers were cute, folks would probably think you were big and bad too. But like I was saying, the whole big bad wolf thing is all wrong. The real story is about a sneeze and a cup of sugar. This is the real story. Way back in once upon a time, I was making a birthday cake for my dear old granny. I had a terrible sneezing cold. I ran out of sugar. So I walked down to the street to ask my neighbor for a cup of sugar. Now this neighbor was a pig, and he wasn't too bright either. He had built his whole house out of straw. Can you believe it? I mean, who in his right mind would build a house out of straw? So of course, the minute I knocked on the door, it fell right in. I didn't want to just walk into someone else's house, so I called little pig, are you in? No, sir. I was about to go home without the cup of sugar for my dear old granny's birthday cake. That's when I nose started to itch. Ugh, I felt a sneeze coming on. Well, I huffed and snuffed and sneezed again. She's hatchoo. And you know what? The whole darn straw house fell down right in the middle of the pile of straw was the first little pig that is adorned him. He had been home the entire time. It seemed like a shame to leave a perfectly good ham dinner lying there in the straw. So I ate it up. Think of it as a big cheeseburger just lying there. I was feeling a little better, but I still didn't have a cup of sugar. So I went to my next neighbor's house. This neighbor was the first little pig's brother. He was a little smarter, but not much. He had built himself out of sticks. I rang the doorbell on the stick house. Ding dong, ding dong. Nobody answered. I called Mr. Pig. Mr. Pig, are you in yet? Go away from me, well, you can't come in. I'm saving the hair on my chinny chin chin. I was just grabbed the doorknob when I felt another sneeze coming on. I huffed and stuffed and tried to come him out, but I sneezed a giant sneeze. And you're not gonna believe that this guy's house fell right just like his brother. When the desk cleared, there was a second little pig, dead as a doorknob, most honor. Now, you know, food will spoil if you just leave it open. So I did the only thing there was to do. I had dinner again. Think of it as a second opening. I was getting awfully full, but my cold was feeling a little better. And I still didn't have that cup of sugar for my dear old granny for the cake. So I went to the next guy's house. This guy was the first and second little pig's brother. He must have been the brains of the family. He had built his house out of bricks. I knocked on the brick house. No answer. I thought, Mr. Pig, are you in? And did you know what the rude little porker answered? Get out of here, wolf, and don't bother me again. Talk about being impolite. He called, I had a whole sack of sugar, and he wouldn't give me even one little cup of for my dear sweet old granny's cake. What a pig. I was just about to go up and maybe make a nice birthday card instead of a cake when I felt my cold coming on. I huffed and I stepped and I sneezed once more. Then the third little pig, and your granny can sit on a pin. Now I'm usually a pretty calm fellow, but when somebody talks about my granny like that, I go a little crazy. When the cops drove up, of course, I was trying to break down the pig store, and the whole time I was hopping and puffing and sneezing and making a real scene. The rest, as they say, is history. The news reporters found out about the two pigs I had for dinner. They figured a sick guy going to pour a cup of sugar didn't sound very exciting, so they jazzed up the story with all that huff and puff, blow your house down. And they made me the big battle. That's it. The real story, I was framed. But maybe you can loan me a cup of sugar. The end. Recorded by Ben.